Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
We're seeing a bit of a surge here in Ohio, but maybe not quite what's happening in Europe as far as COVID-19 goes. But there is some concern there. So we want to talk right now to Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. He is on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, Pam. Good morning.
All right. So the World Health Organization is expressing grave concern over some COVID cases in Europe. What are they saying?
Yes, and just as the United States relaxes its border restrictions, the first flights took off this morning from places like London and Paris as international travelers are welcome back to the United States. There is this alarm that's being sounded by the World Health Organization, which says that Europe is, in its words, back at the epicenter of the pandemic. And the World Health Organization is likening that to pretty much exactly a year ago in the fall, heading into the winter of 2020, when Europe was on fire with COVID. And that is despite much of Europe having plenty of money and plenty of vaccines. But the WHO says that it counted a 50% jump in cases over the past month. It says COVID hospitalization rates have more than doubled in recent days. And it's warning of another 500,000 European deaths by February. As I say, in much of Europe, Pam, plenty of vaccines available. The problem is the uptake has been very, very uneven.
Yeah, what do we... Give me some idea on percentage-wise, if you have that, you know, of how many people are vaccinated. I mean, what are we looking, 60%? I mean, is it different everywhere?
Very different. Across Europe, it's probably in the 40% roughly. I mean, when the World Health Organization talks about Europe, its Europe office covers a particularly broad area. So it stretches from the UK and Greenland in northern and western Europe all the way to far eastern Russia, next to North Korea, and then down to the former Soviet republics like Uzbekistan. So it's a big area that they're talking about. And so if you look at some countries, Portugal, 86% of the population fully vaccinated, which is pretty much everybody eligible. In Spain, 79% fully vaccinated. But then, generally, if you head east, you start to get into more trouble. Russia's fully vaccinated population is at 33%. In Ukraine, it's 18%. So there are some big parts of Europe, some really big countries, where vaccines just haven't been rolled out or haven't been taken up in any significant way.
So they're having a call to action. What would they like to see done?
Well, they want people to get their shots. I mean that's it, really. In Western Europe, there's a lot of talk about booster shots, like you'll be seeing in the United States. So here in the UK, the booster rollout is very much underway, and everybody over the age of 50 is able to get one, and they're being administered now. But, I mean, the problem you've got is that this isn't just sort of a bit of vaccine hesitancy or reluctance. This is the vast majority in places like Russia. There's a real issue with, it seems, people not trusting the authorities when it comes to these shots. And there are some observers who look at this and say that, you know, President Putin's alleged troll farms, the misinformation social media brigades, have spent so much time spreading misinformation about Western vaccines like the Pfizer shot, that now this is coming home to haunt Russia, because Russians are looking at Russian authorities and saying, well, if you've given all of this information about how dodgy you say these vaccines are, all these lies that you've spread about this, why should we trust that the Russian ones are any better? And so, you know, it's really tricky when vaccines have been available, in Russia's case, for the best part of a year or so now and more. If people still aren't coming forward to get them, you know, what more can you do? And so we have seen Russia, for one, resorting back to kind of lockdown restrictions, shutting down workplaces and in some places schools as well.
Well, certainly as we move towards the winter, this is going to be the discussion by a lot of folks. And I appreciate you giving us the update this morning.
Thanks, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.